everybody. I'm here at SharePoint Saturday Dallas, and I have the pleasure to talk to Mr. Jeff Deverter from Rackspace.
From Rackspace, yeah. My name is Jeff Deverter with Rackspace Hosting out of San Antonio.
So, what do you do at Rackspace?
I'm a SharePoint architect, and so by that, it's everything. So, I manage a team of folks who support SharePoint for all of our customers.
Sure.
So, we manage supporting their SharePoint farms. From one server to a whole lot of servers.
So do you do like solution development or more of the infrastructure side?
Totally infrastructure. We don't do any development. We don't do any training. We rely on partners and for all that.
Okay. And today at the SharePoint Saturday Dallas event, you talked about scaling.
Yeah.
So I guess when do you find a user start to even think about scaling?
Well, I'd like to say that they think about scaling at points when they're getting ready to do some work.
Sure.
The reality is a lot of times it's firefighting. So in a best case scenario, it's when they are adding a new user community, let's say, to SharePoint. They're going to add a new role. They're going to add a new function into SharePoint, which may drive the need for supporting additional users. It may drive the need for supporting their existing users, but coming in a lot more into that server environment during the day than they may be used to.
So does that drive then a change in the environment? I mean, whenever they start to scale, does that usually change their original implementation, or do you find that they can scale out or... I mean, help us understand a little bit more about that.
And a lot of things with SharePoint, the answer initially is it depends. It depends what they're going to be doing. So if somebody comes and they say to me that they want to now allow their business partners into their SharePoint environment so that they can collaborate on invoicing or new products, let's just say.
Sure.
So that doesn't necessarily mean you have to have an additional server or an additional farm to support that environment. But what it does mean, you have to think about, how are you going to authenticate those users? Do I need a new directory environment? Or is it okay to add them to my Active Directory? Or do I actually want to create a separate farm environment because the content they're going to work on is so very different than what's in there from a corporate perspective, and you want to abstract that as much as possible.
So I recently called Rackspace, and I was just incredibly excited to hear. I mean, the level of service and detail was just pretty amazing. Help me understand, though. I know why I was looking for a hoster. I don't have any capabilities myself to host anything. Why do you see a lot of other customers use hosting? Or maybe more to the point, why should anybody use hosting versus try to roll it themselves?
All right. So hosting is a great solution for anyone who is, in this case, let's say they're taking on SharePoint as a new feature inside of their business, inside of their environment. So SharePoint requires a new skill set, it requires servers, it requires all kinds of stuff that they may or may not have the capability to do. At Rackspace, we have a team of system engineers, strictly SharePoint system engineers, who manage and maintain SharePoint farms. That's all we do on my team, is manage SharePoint farms. And we do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For a new company to come along and take up SharePoint, they would need to staff for it, they need to train for it, they need to add additional servers for it. We have 9 world-class data centers around the world, 6 different continents, and so we can really get the data as close to the customer that they need it in world-class data centers on top of dedicated SharePoint system support.
So help me understand then, because SharePoint runs on SQL, so therefore SQL should be kind of self-administering, and SharePoint is really simple to use, so shouldn't it be really simple? How much administration does it really take?
When SharePoint is set up and running correctly, it doesn't take a lot of administration. Generally speaking, you only need to touch it when something needs to be changed. I mean, you still need to do your backups and those sorts of things, but from a change perspective, it should only be when you need to touch it, when something needs to change.
Okay.
So SharePoint, when it is set up correctly, doesn't take a lot of day-to-day administration. And that can actually be a problem because when you don't have to touch it that often, it's kind of gets difficult to keep those skills fresh and current. So you definitely correctly state, it's built on a Windows server. You've got SQL in there. You've got IIS in there, an Active Directory. These are common Windows server and feature sets and skill sets ultimately. But when you stack all that up on top of all the uniqueness that is SharePoint, it becomes very complex. It's not rocket science, but it is different and it is cumulative. You have to be strong in SQL. You have to be strong in Active Directory. You have to be strong in Windows, and you have to be strong in IIS. For instance, when we hire new SharePoint system administrators at Rackspace, the first thing I look for is a strong Windows admin. You can teach SharePoint faster than you can teach strong sysadmin skills. And so what you have at Rackspace is a team of people who are not only strong Windows administrators, IIS administrators, and so forth, but then with the SharePoint system administration built on top. And you're right. There is a web page for managing the administration skills called Central Administration. But there's also ways to get deeper into all of that content through command line utilities, through scripting, through PowerShell, to not only get those jobs done, but to be able to script and automate them.
So where can people go to learn more about you, about Rackspace, and where's some resources?
So Rackspace, www.rackspace.com. You'll find all sorts of information there about Rackspace. I can be found through my blog at www.social-point.com. And then, of course, Twitter at jdeverter, jdeverter.com. I'm not sure, deverter.com. So we're going to end right there again.
Twitter.com. No, we're going to leave that one.
There you go.
Twitter.com.
Twitter.com/Jeff.
There you go.
And Twitter, jdeverter at jdeverter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And go to Rackspace to learn more about Rackspace.
Thanks.